The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com. And now it's time for the Mr. Nelson Show. Texas mom and daughter busted for nationwide illegal butt injection operation. Hello, I'm Mr. Nelson. A mother-daughter duo from Texas have been arrested for allegedly running a nationwide illegal butt injection operation. The pair, Consuelo Dalbo, 56, and Isabella Dalbo, 18, were busted in a sting operation by an undercover cop in Houston. The two women thought they were meeting with a client whom they had charged $6,000 for the illegal procedure. They had just arrived back from California, where they were also conducting their illicit business. The mom and daughter were planning to inject the undercover cop with an unlabeled brown liquid. Why do you need to inject brown liquid into the butt when, you know, a butt can do that on its own? In an apparent effort to calm down the cop before the procedure, the mother, a licensed cosmetologist in Texas, also allegedly offered the officer a Xanax. Officers then descended on the scene and collected bottles of illegal injectables and medical equipment from their bags. The two suspects allegedly claimed they were not even sure what was in the bottles. You might need to know that, but well. The sting was orchestrated by the Houston Police Department's Major Offenders Division, the Food and Drug Administration, and Homeland Security. They want to get in on this, too. Thank God they're protecting us from illegal butt injections. Both mother and daughter are charged with unlawfully practicing medicine. And the mother is facing an additional drug charge. They were released on bond and are scheduled to appear in court. The FDA has warned for years against using injectable dermal fillers for body contouring, saying it could lead to long-term pain, infections, serious injuries, and even death.
The injectable silicone oil breaks off into smaller particles throughout the body, possibly causing permanent damage and life-threatening complications such as stroke, embolism, and even death,
said Lisa Vasquez, a board-certified aesthetic nurse practitioner at Perelman Aesthetic Surgery in New York. She added that it is difficult to reverse an injection. I guess so. Even for the most skilled plastic surgeons.
Removal will require direct incision or vaser-assisted liposuction guided by ultrasound, which removes injected silicone, siliconomas, and scar tissue. But there is nothing that can dissolve liquid silicone. Any granulomas or clusters of white blood cells and other tissue would also need to be surgically excised.
The FDA has also said silicone stays in the body forever because the material does not break down. Holy crap, what did these two do? Inject their faces with this crap? I mean, I thought you were butt injectors, not, you know, just cheek injectors. Yeah. Oh, perhaps there was some confusion. Yeah. Well, isn't this case just a pain in the ass? This has been a Nelson News Bulletin. You're listening to the Mr. Nelson Show here on RadioMisfits.com. What's the matter, Sally?
I guess the beer just doesn't give me the buzz it used to.
You need a butt chug.
A butt chug? No, I'm not pouring beer in my ass.
Not beer. Cough syrup. Here, let me flip you over.
What? Oh, oh, ow. Oh, my. Oh.
Let's move these panties aside. And we'll insert this tube.
Ooh, ah, ooh.
Here comes the cough syrup, Sally.
Wow. The walls are melting. I see flowers taking flight and turning into stars.
Can't get a buzz? Then you need a butt jug.
Warning, butt chugging may lead to brain damage, rectal rot, and or farts that smell medicine-y.
This is a Nelson News Bulletin. Florida man found drunk and naked while sitting in a garbage can. Hello, I'm Mr. Nelson. Arguing that he was not subject to arrest, a Florida man told police that he was allowed to be drunk and disorderly and sit naked in a trash can on the public sidewalk. St. Petersburg cops allege that Wiley James Weeks, 35, was intoxicated, unsteady on his feet, and smelled of booze when they discovered him on a downtown street. Weeks was extricated, sans clothes, from a corner trash can and arrested for disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer without violence, both of which are misdemeanors. In addition to claiming that he could not be punished for his loush take on Oscar the Grouch, Weeks said he did not have to provide officers with his name or demographics. Weeks pled guilty to both counts and was fined $520. His rap sheet overflows with theft, disorderly conduct, panhandling, criminal mischief, and other misdemeanor convictions. One of his prior busts came after Weeks and a male friend were spotted drunk and naked on a Tampa street after they exited a bar. The duo told cops they thought it would be funny to strip off their clothes. Well, I guess it was kind of funny. But jokes rarely are good the second time around. But at least he did find the appropriate place to put himself. You know, in the trash. This has been a Nelson News Bulletin.
Man, that masked avenger of the night, has, through a series of unfortunate tragic events, discovered his own half-brother, and has now taken him under his wing to become his new partner in fighting crime.
All right, Dick, it's time we test out your powers so that you can be trained to be a proper crime fighter like me.
Wait a minute. You can't keep calling me by my first name. I'm going to need a super name. But I don't know if I want to go by Bug Boy. I mean, I'm going to grow up one day.
Well, that's all right, Dick. I already anticipated that, and I decided you can use the name I was trying to adopt, but the public wouldn't allow it. You see, our father was once a superhero secretly himself, and he went by the name Crimson Cicada.
What the hell is that?
It's a bug, stupid. And they make an annoying noise. But in the proper hands, that noise, through the powers of our, you know, bug powers, it can be used to take down our foes.
I don't know. It sounds stupid.
It's not stupid. It's your heritage, you little idiot. Besides, I already had Smedley put the letter C design on your mask there, so that's why that's there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, it still sounds stupid. I mean, I don't even know what a crimson is.
It's the color red, you idiot.
Well, my costume's mostly blue.
Yet your gloves, boots, shorts, and mask are red, so red enough.
Wait a minute, I know. I'll be the red bug.
Now, that's red bug man and red bug. No, that's too stupid.
Well, we got bug powers. We gotta do something with bugs, don't we?
Yeah, I know. Let me think. Red. Insect. No. Red roach.
No, I ain't calling him an ant. Nasty.
Bugs, pests, critter. Critters.
No, the red critter.
No, the crimson critter.
I don't like crimson.
Well, then you're just the critter then, you idiot.
Oh, okay.
Now, we've got to test your powers, critter. First, speaking of the cicadas.
You were speaking of it.
I wouldn't. It doesn't matter. We got to test to see if you too have the cicada call.
What?
It's the irritating noise that I can make that defeats my enemies. It's a sonic weapon. Just concentrate and make a noise.
It sounds stupid.
Just do it. No. Well, it's certainly irritating, but that's not it.
It's not working. I can't do it.
Well, it's a good thing we dropped the name Cicada after all. Well, whatever. Let's see. Let's see if you can stick to walls. Yeah, wall right there. You gotta climb up it.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Yeah, you're pretty well attached. Let's see how far you can go.
I can go all the way to the top.
Hold on. You go too far and you're gonna run out of breath. That's why you gotta have extra cables and equipment I got in my belt here and stuff like that.
I'm already on the roof.
What? God damn it.
Come on up here, Bugman.
Well,
Hurry up,
Betty. Shut up, you little asshole. It doesn't matter. We've proven the point that you can stick to walls like a bug. Come on back down.
Okay.
Damn it, you idiot.
He said come back down.
Damn it. I mean, critter. We're going to have to work on our coordination and communication. And speaking of communication, I need to make sure that you're as capable of communicating with bugs as I am. Take a look at that roach on the ground.
I need to step on it.
No, wait, don't step on it, you idiot. Tell me what that bug is thinking.
What? Oh, okay. I gotta really concentrate. Well, it's thinking about eating, taking a poop, and humping roach bitches.
Good Lord, that settles it. You clearly have the ability to communicate with the insect world.
Oh, boy!
Now, let's see. It is curious that you don't have the sonic power that I do. It must mean there's only a certain set of powers that the Scoob's capable of dishing out at a certain moment. Dad had the power, super strength, and flight, which neither of us have. But perhaps you have super strength. Let's see if you can lift the bugmobile. That's heavy enough. Give it a go. Well, it appears you don't have super strength, critter.
Damn it. That could have come in handy. Huh. Well, I wonder if I could fly.
I doubt it.
What makes you say that?
When you jumped off the top of that building and crashed right into me.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Well, I wonder what other bug powers I might have.
I don't know. We'll just have to figure it out later. In the meantime, it's high time we pursue the case of the murder of your parents.
Oh, yeah.
What we're going to do is go to some of the haunts of the criminal underworld and seek information on this Mr. Butthole.
Wait a minute, haunts? I don't want to go nowhere haunted.
So, you idiot. It's just places they hang out. Places such as Uncle Shardy's Lounge. To the Bugmobile!
Oh, boy! And soon at Uncle Shardy's Lounge.
All right, everybody, listen up. I'm looking for a Mr. Butthole. Yeah, this ain't that kind of bug. What? No, that's not what I meant. Oh, damn it.
And later, back at the bug hole.
Damn it. It's almost as if the Mr. Butthole lead is a dead end.
Well, you only got that information for some bugs.
It can be taken as solid, Smedley. I don't know. It's an elusive alias for we had any other lead.
Yeah, like, who the hell would want to kill these people?
Exactly. Are you sure your parents had no enemies?
I don't know.
Oh, damn it.
Well, maybe they weren't the direct target.
What do you mean?
Well, perhaps they were trying to do some intimidation, you know, on the boss of the whole carnival.
Of course. Miracle Melvin.
Who?
Your boss. From just a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Wait a minute. This conjures a memory from the night of the tragedy. I was taking a dump in the restroom at the carnival.
Boo-boo!
And I overheard a conversation with Miracle Melvin and a couple of thuggish-looking thugs. At the time, I apparently mistook them for, you know, busybody salesmen. But I could even then tell that Melvin was somewhat distressed at their visit. They must have been this Mr. Butthole's men!
But we still don't know who Mr. Butthole is!
But we know who Miracle Melvin is.
Whoa! Miracle Melvin is Mr. Butthole! That asshole! He killed my parents!
No,
all he had to
no,
do
you
was
idiot!
Fire him if he didn't want him around no more!
Damn it! It's obvious that Miracle Melvin will know who Mr. Butthole is.
What? I mean... Oh, yeah.
And soon, outside the residence of one Miracle Melvin...
Hang on, I'm coming. Oh, jeez. What? Oh, look, I'm no longer hiring. The carnival is closed indefinitely.
No, Melvin. We're not looking for jobs in the carnival. I'm Bugman.
And I'm Critter.
Who?
Never mind, he's my partner. Anyway, the point is... We're investigating the gruesome murder that took place on the grounds of your carnival.
Well, I don't know anything. I mean, I cooperated with the authorities as best I can, and that's the end of it.
Don't deny justice to the memory of your former employees. It's cowardice like this, Melvin, that allows and enables evil men to do their evil deeds. Evil men like a certain... Mr. Butthole.
I don't know what you've heard, but I no longer have any relationship with Mr. Tony Butthole.
Tony Butthole? Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah, now we know Mr. Butthole's name is Tony.
What? No, Critter. His name was never Butthole. His name is Butthole.
That's what I said. Butthole.
No, it's spelled B-U-T-T-O.
B-U-T-O. Wait a minute. You mean his real name all along was Butthole? God damn! Man, going through high school must have been hell for him.
Well, yeah, no doubt. It's probably why he ended up turning to crime. And that's exactly what's been rumored about him all along. He owns a gym, but it's largely known as a front for his endeavors in organized crime.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about any of that. And any insinuations you want to make, you didn't hear it from me.
Yeah, we did.
Come along, Critter. We've got an appointment with one Mr. Tony Butthole.
To the Bugmobile.
Oh, boy.
Well, will Bugman and Critter finally find justice for Critter's parents? Perhaps the answer lies in the next exciting episode of Bugman!
Bugman was written, produced, and performed by me, Douglas Nelson. Music came courtesy of Kevin MacLeod and other public domain sources. This is a Nelson News Bulletin. Florida woman gets 15 months in prison for naked rampage. Hello, I'm Mr. Nelson. Yes,
woman started serving a prison sentence for a recent naked rampage at a convenience store that included a masturbation session conducted in front of police. Celia Barrett, 35, pleaded guilty to a variety of criminal charges stemming from her unclothed antics at a racetrack convenience store. Barrett was sentenced to 15 months in state prison after copping to aggravated assault, a felony, and four misdemeanors, including exposure of sexual organs and disorderly intoxication. Following her sentencing, Barrett was transferred from the Pinellas County Jail to the custody of the Florida Department of Corrections. As alleged by police, a drunken Barrett threatened workers at a racetrack in St. Petersburg with a sharp-edged vegetable peeler and destroyed merchandise. Also, the defendant, prior to being taken into custody, began masturbating in front of deputies while still inside the store. In addition to the prison term, Barrett, who had previously served time for battery and marijuana possession, was ordered to pay fines, fees, and court costs totaling around $1,100. Ah, geez, that's too bad. That's probably going to cut into her clothing and sex toy budget.
This has been a Nelson News Bulletin.
Mitt, is gray hair sneaking up on you?
Hey, it is sneaking up on me. Down hair or toe.
Mitt, your world doesn't need to be all shades of gray. With For Men Only Hair Stain, you can re-enter a manly black and colored world and get laid. Now FDA approved for your pubes.
Ah, now that's a lot better.
And thicker, too.
Hair stain is for men only. Women, especially pregnant women, should never even touch hair stain unless you want breast cancer, brain cancer, rectal rot, and or retard babies. By purchasing this product, we assume that you do not want the aforementioned maladies.
This is a Nelson News Bulletin. Kids ate cupcakes tainted by Safeway Seco.
Hello, I'm Mr. Nelson.
When police searched the home of a Colorado supermarket worker suspected in a series of 20 indecent exposure incidents, they discovered shocking videos showing the man, a registered sex offender, contaminating assorted food products with a bodily fluid, including a special order of cupcakes later consumed by children attending a birthday party. Oh, God. The probe of Stephen Masalta, 32, is detailed in a court affidavit prepared prior to his arrest on dozens of felony and misdemeanor charges. Masalta is locked up in lieu of $250,000 cash bond. That's it. The case against Masalta stemmed from a police investigation into a five-month-long string of lewd episodes outside different coffee shops in Loveland and Fort Collins. A male suspected wearing a face mask or gator would appear in the pre-dawn hours outside a shop and begin masturbating in view of workers inside. At times, the suspect was seen recording as he exposed himself. Surveillance video from some of the crime scenes captured a silver sedan in the area at the time of the incidents. A detective concluded that the vehicle was a 2015 to 2017 Hyundai Sonata. A subsequent search of law enforcement and sex offender databases revealed that a 2016 Hyundai Sonata with California plates was associated with Stephen William Masalta, who resided in Fort Collins, a city about 50 miles outside Denver. Masalta, cops discovered, was a sexual offender for installing hidden cameras in the women's bathroom of the New Life Community Church in Woodland, a Sacramento suburb.
California police who arrested Masalta in 2015 alleged that he placed a phone inside a tissue box atop a toilet, and that the device, over a period of several months, surreptitiously recorded 14 women and 6 underage girls. Masalta admitted to a Woodland Police Department detective, the Colorado affidavit states, that he masturbated to the videos he made, including while he was still inside the church. After placing an electronic tracker on Masalta's car, which showed him parking near Starbucks locations in Denver and Lakewood's Hello Coffee, cops executed a search warrant at Masalta's home and seized 3 phones, 2 laptops, an iPad, and 4 flash drives. They also found a journal with Masalta's name on it, where he discussed his sexual immorality, sex addiction, and deviant impulses. A search of Masalta's car the following day yielded 2 more phones, plus printed images of women, some unclothed, from angles where it appears the women may not know they are being photographed. Some of the photos contained handwritten notes about the women's physical appearance and how the writer wants to have sexual contact with them. Ejaculating penises were drawn on some of the images. Additionally, police noted stains on the driver and passenger seats, fluoresced under an alternative light source, indicating the presence of bodily fluids. An examination of Masalta's phones revealed a variety of vile videos. One clip showed someone, presumably Masalta, masturbating and touching his penis to donuts in what appears to be a grocery store. At the time of the recording, Masalta worked as a night stalker at a Safeway supermarket in Fort Collins. He was previously employed by Starbucks and 24-Hour Fitness. The phones, police allege, also contained evidence pertaining to Masalta's crimes at local coffee shops and videos showing a man masturbating and rubbing his genitals on food items at a grocery store. Products that came into contact with Masalta's seminal fluid and penis include strawberries and a plastic sail container, donuts, cupcakes, and a large bucket of commercial pastry frosting. A Safeway manager who was shown screenshots told police that he believed the videos were recorded in the store's bakery and freezer areas. In one of the videos, police reported Masalta touches his penis to and masturbates on a batch of 12 cupcakes. The baked goods were a special order placed with the Safeway bakery by a female customer who requested extra sprinkles on the cupcakes. On an order labeled affixed to the cupcake container, a store employee had written, "Add Super Mario toys if we have any." The woman, who had ordered a total of 24 cupcakes, and Masalta's video shows him contaminating one box of 12. The cupcakes were consumed at a birthday party for the woman's son, which was attended by 16 children and several adults. Among the charges filed against Masalta are 16 counts of attempted sexual assault on a child, a felony, the cupcake special order label requesting sprinkles and Super Mario toys to be included show the order was likely intended for children. Well, yes. Multiple detectives worked to contact the families of children who ate the cupcakes. Since one of Masalta's videos showed a sexual encounter in a car with a naked woman, and his internet history included January 2024 searches for prostitution, Denver, Colorado, and worst place for prostitution, Denver, Colorado, police contended that he may be at increased risk for contracting sexually transmitted diseases. Jeez Louise. Well, no matter what becomes of this case, you're never really going to look at
sprinkles on cupcakes quite the same way again.
This has been a Nelson News Bulletin.
The views and opinions expressed during the Mr. Nelson Show do not necessarily reflect those held by RadioMisfits.com. So, any complaints and or comments should be sent to at Mr. Nelson on Twitter, where they will be promptly ignored and or blocked.
Oh yeah, O.J. Simpson's dead.